Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger. And today I have the special privilege of interviewing Coach Drea. I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we wanted to hear a little bit about your competition journey and then kind of what led you into coaching. But first, I'd just like to start off with telling our listeners about your credentials, so like your certifications that you have and kind of where you're at and what you're doing in life.
All right, so I am an NCC PT certified personal trainer, the National Council of Personal Trainers, as well as Precision Nutrition Level 1 certified.
Yeah, so that makes her a certified sports nutritionist. And you are located where?
I'm located in Las Vegas.
That's Sin City. Love it. And can you tell us a little bit about your family there?
Yes. So I've been married for going on 3 years now. And I have an adoptive son. He is 6 and he'll be 7 next Friday.
That's awesome. And so what do you do when you are not doing your online coaching? So you work part-time doing another job. So can you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when I'm not online coaching, I'm also a personal trainer in person at one of our local gyms over here. I have a pretty large amount of clients there and they're just absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And so you work with lifestyle clients and then you also work with competition clients. So can you share with our listeners the couple of really, I mean, we'll get into your background a little bit more with competition or with your personal journey with competitions, but I just wanted you to share really quick because it's pretty fresh. As of this weekend, you had a competitor go on stage in Utah. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I had Corinne Gowan. She went on stage in Utah this weekend, and she looked absolutely fantastic. She had third in open, and then in novice and true novice, she also got second. I'm just so incredibly proud of her.
Yeah, and you had just also in Omaha at our team show, you had a client from Washington State who did very well also, and it was her first competition, her bikini debut. And tell us about how she did.
Yes, Ashley Berg, I believe in open, she got fourth in open. And then novice and true novice, I believe she had third. Yeah. She looked absolutely beautiful. And when she FaceTimed me, I almost didn't recognize her after her makeup was done.
Yeah, so tell us about, okay, so fast or rewinding into when we first met. So Drea had reached out to me a long time ago. How many years ago was that?
Oh, man, I think we're rocking with almost 4 years now.
Yeah, it has to be close to that because it was before I even started our company, which I founded Glam Girl about 3 years ago. So, yeah, I think we started working together before, I created this company. So tell us about what inspired you to send that random message on Facebook to me.
Oh, man. I remember my dad had just passed away maybe like 2 or 3 months prior. And I didn't feel like I had a purpose in life. Like I was just kind of living life endlessly in the same circle, just going to work, coming home. And it was just kind of got to the point where I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired and wanted to do something that was completely different for me, and anything fitness related was the complete opposite of anything that I've ever done.
Yeah, so most people come from a sports background and they're very competitive. So tell us about what inspired you to think of specifically weight training, or I mean, was there something that sparked it, or was it just like with your death of your father, were you just like, you know, life's too short, I need to experience different things? Walk us through that.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those. I just wanted to experience different things. I also was doing like competitive pole dancing, and so I was like, well, in order for me to do even more cool things on here. I need to be stronger. So maybe I should hire a coach because I have no idea what I'm doing in the gym. I tried it a couple times by myself and I had no direction whatsoever. I was just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, and so even though it was inspired by kind of building up your upper body strength so you could do the different holds, in terms of nutrition, tell us about that because I know that that was a huge change for you.
Oh yeah, nutrition. When Amy gave me my first meal suggestions, I was like, "How am I supposed to eat all of this?" Because I would severely undereat. I just got to the point with my eating habits where if I didn't know what I wanted to eat, I just wouldn't eat. I would just like go to sleep because I would just get frustrated because I had no idea what I wanted.
Okay. Yeah, you've always been, you're like the opposite of me. I always feel like if I give you too much volumetric food, you get totally overwhelmed. So, yeah, you like the more nutrient dense food, or I'm sorry, calorie dense food like peanut butter and things like that that won't fill you up, which I'm the opposite. So, tell us about what that first weight loss journey looked like. How many pounds did you lose and how long did that take to get acclimated into the gym and to have your first initial weight loss and fitness journey?
I remember I was in California with one of my with my sister. I was helping her move out there, and it was time for me to do my progress photos for you. And so I had my sister take my progress photos, and I looked at them and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's me!" And it was right at my 16-week mark, and I was down around 10 pounds. I didn't have my little belly anymore, and I had a waistline. I had curves. I couldn't believe that was me. That was the game changer for me right there at that 16 weeks.
And so you were dead set on, I mean, you knew that I was a competition coach primarily. I think you even reached out to me through our Fort Wayne Flex, the bodybuilding show that I used to host
Yep.
in on Facebook, that you messaged through there. And so I just assumed, you know, maybe you were interested in competitions and you were just like dead set, no way I'll ever do a competition, like I just want to get healthy or whatever. Tell us about what changed that in your mind from going from a lifestyle client and a weight loss client to a doing bikini competitions or deciding to do your first one.
Oh yeah, so I was it was that California trip actually where I was like, maybe I could do it because I remember just seeing photos of bikini competitors on Instagram because you know when you start talking about fitness and all that, that's all that pops up on your Instagram search. So I just always see these bikini girls and I was like, I could never look like that. And then at that 16-week mark, I was like, hey, I think I can kind of see myself maybe doing this. And since the whole purpose of me reaching out to you and the reaching out to you in the first place was to try something new and out of my element, I really wanted to push it and really take myself out of my comfort zone. And that's when I first really understood the meaning of get comfortable being uncomfortable and just
Yes.
trying new things. And I'm so happy that I did.
Well, good. So, can you tell our listeners how long that took for you to prepare for your first show then?
I believe we started in March, and I did my first bikini show that same year in November. And yet again, being as extreme as I am, I was like, well, I want to go somewhere far away and do it. So I flew all the way out to California for my very first show from Indiana to California.
Yeah. And so you did a muscle contest competition, which are pretty tough. And what was your weight loss that you had to additionally lose in terms of body fat and all that? And then what was your placing in that first show?
Well, when I started with you, I was right around that 154, 152 range. And when I went on stage that day, I remember looking at my scale thinking it was broken because I was 117 pounds. And I was like, wow, this is me. I'm ready. Let's go.
And
So
she's how tall? Just for
I
a frame
am
of
five
reference.
foot one.
Yeah, she's
So
pretty
5 foot
shorty.
fun.
I love it. And then what'd you place there?
I got fourth in, was that? It
An
was
open.
open. Was it
Yeah.
open? Yeah, it was open. I got
Yeah.
fourth and open.
Yeah, because you got nationally qualified. That was back in the day when national qualification was top five. So that was pretty impressive. And then you kind of took some time off. And so I want to compare and contrast a little bit for our listeners, because a lot of first time show goers go through this. I know I did. And I think that you can add some value to people in letting them understand that, you know, sometimes this is a process. So can you talk about your post-show experience and then what you kind of learned from that leading into your next show that you did?
Most definitely. I remember the very first thing right after the night show portion, I just went to the back and chugged so much water. I had a water baby. So all my pictures, I have a water baby in it. And then I kind of like, I went out and just ate. I ate myself sick almost. And that was a big no-no to do. I know better now. But it was difficult. Post show was really difficult for me. Just controlling my hunger, and I had my reverse diet and everything set up, but it was really hard to stay on track with it. And then I saw the changes in my body, and I just didn't feel good about myself at all at that point in time. And then Amy, she's always great at just listening to me and talking to me and kind of guiding me back into the direction that I need to go. Uh-huh. And so that's where it all went right, when I actually started listening to Amy and following the reverse diet, and I started not to feel so bad anymore and not so full, and my hormones and everything started leveling back out. My hunger, I felt like I could control it again, and I was ready to hop back on board again.
Yeah, and so then, so that was in that was at the very end of 2017 or 18?
I think it was 2017, yeah.
Okay, so then your next show was in 2019, correct, in March?
Yes.
Okay, and so that one kind of lit a fire for you. I just know because I'm your coach. So can you tell us about how, you know, maybe not putting, I guess when you can sometimes step on stage and, you know, choose to learn from it or grow from it, and kind of like the difference. So tell us about that second show and kind of what that did for you.
So my second show, by this time I had moved out to Las Vegas, and I did a show out here in Vegas, and it was a Samson show, and I did not place at all, which was super disheartening for me. And I was like, well, wait, no, I want to redo. I got to do another show now. I want to redo. That was a game changer for me, because I was getting into a world a little bit more where my competition was more competitive. I'm not new to this sport anymore, so I really needed to learn how to fine-tune things, and especially on my posing, really work on that. So that's kind of where I was at, where it kind of like fueled the fire right there. So I was like, wait, I didn't place. I don't like that at all. Let's do it again, Amy.
Yeah. And so that one, we kind of rushed a prep, and I remember talking to you, like reverse engineering the goal, and I was like, I really just don't think that this is enough time. I think we can get your body ready in the proper amount of time. So I think it was good. Like, you got on stage, kind of realized that from 2017 to 2019, bikini had evolutionized into like a totally different category. So what was winning before was like something entirely different. So the first thing we did was we worked on reducing body fat further, but we also had to really take down your legs, the size of your legs, so your quadzilla. And in bikini, now they have wellness. So, and we can talk a little bit about that. And so Dre wasn't the happiest, like that I wouldn't let her train anything that would touch her quads, but it definitely paid off, because then I think it was 4 months later, 6 months later. So in July, can you share with everybody what you placed then?
Yes, in July, I went back to my hometown and I did a show. It was one of our team shows, and I placed second and novice, and I got first in my class.
Yeah,
first. So that was exciting.
Yeah, so she was nationally qualified again. And can you tell us your stage difference weight-wise, just so that our audience understands the level of leanness that it takes for bikini right now?
Yes, so my weight difference, I believe in my March show, In Vegas, I was right around that 115 mark, and for our team show, I was right around 111.
Yeah, and
So two completely different levels.
so if you remember her saying she was 117 when she was top five, and then, she had dropped actual weight from her very first show and that second one, but it just took that little bit more of fine tuning, to get her down to where she needs to be for that category now. So moving forward, in terms of your post show for that March and then also the July show, can you compare and contrast from that one that you kind of had trouble with the rebound?
So with the my first show, I told you my reverse diet was not much of a reverse diet. But with my July show, I remembered that and I was like, I don't ever want to feel like that again because it was absolutely horrible. So I checked myself with the foods that I ate. There were a few because I was in my hometown again, and there were a few things that I wanted to have, but I felt like I had more control over the amount of food that I was eating. Versus when my first show, and I just kind of went balls to the wall crazy and eating any and everything. I had a lot more control. And then also with traveling, I had actually brought food with me for my reverse diet. I had packed extras so that when I did start to get hungry, I had healthier options to choose from.
Yeah, and we were able to get your calories up a lot faster, even after like the March show, just because you did adhere to it better. We kind of got you closer to maintenance calories so that you could, get into a comfortable place right away. Because when you do stick to it, you're not going to these like huge extremes of like tons of calories on a binge and then kind of like a restricting cycle. So I was really proud of you on that. So
Oh, thanks.
yeah. So can you share with our listeners just some ways that you feel like as a competitor, any things that you did specifically in between the March show to the July show to refine? What are some tricks and some tips that you have for everybody?
Some tricks and some tips are to, number one thing is to always trust the process. When you have a good coach, you know you have a great coach. They're only telling you things for your best interest. So that's one thing is being open to the idea of listening to new ideas and going outside of your comfort zones and understanding and knowing that it's okay to feel down about yourself, but to be able to pick yourself back up and get back into it. One trick for me is I really threw myself into my workouts at the gym and would really focus on the muscles that I was trying to activate. Even on the days where I didn't feel like going to the gym, which is happens more often than not, just really focusing on what I'm in there to do and training with a purpose. Doing everything with a purpose is really helpful.
That's good. So can you share what your nutrition looks like? You're different than most competitors. I just know that because I am the one that set your macros. So, I mean, I know that you're like high fat, low carb, but can you share any other things that nutritionally that maybe make you unique when you train for a competition?
Well, communicating with you really helps with that. Like, I'll be like, I'll email you, Amy, I'm really craving this. We need to make this work, and I have the taste buds of a child still.
Hot dogs and chips.
Yes. I also found my little trick that I am highly motivated by food. So I remember when I wasn't able to I wasn't hitting all of my steps, and I had my post-workout on leg days was Pop-Tarts, and I was like, Amy, I just can't hit all these steps. She's like, oh no, that's fine. We'll just have to take out your Pop-Tart. I found a way real fast to hit all my steps to keep that Pop-Tart in there.
So funny. Yes. And we did regular refeeds for you. I feel like that was another thing. You're really good about communicating so that we're able to factor in some refeeds when they're much needed. And your body seemed to always respond really well to that. Also with some carb cycling too. So, in terms of cardio, I know it's not your favorite, but What are some tricks to get yourself motivated? If you don't know Drea, she absolutely hates cardio. It's like the worst.
Oh, I love cardio.
So what are some things that you have to do to try to get yourself motivated to get your cardio done?
Well, one thing that I've found that works for me is I had to stop saying I hate cardio. I tell myself, it's kind of like lying to yourself till you just believe it. Uh-huh. Well, I love cardio. I love cardio is what I started telling myself.
Oh, that's and really good. Affirmation.
Yeah, I had to. That's one way to kind of switch the mindset. And then another thing, I really do enjoy weight training. So I kind of make myself earn my weight training by doing my cardio first. Whether I do all of my cardio first or half of it first, I make myself earn the privilege of getting to go and touch dumbbells and lift heavy things by making myself do cardio first. And another trick that really helped for me with cardio was I will binge watch Law & Order SVU all day. So I just kind of play that while I'm on the treadmill, and the time just kind of flies by with it.
That's a good idea. I like that. So tell us about what were some tricky ways that you got your steps in.
Oh man. So one thing, we got a dog. My husband wasn't on board at first. Like I need a walking partner. So we got a dog. So that helped. Started taking my son outside more and just go crazy boy and just run around and chase him. That was another great way to get my steps in. And then also even now today, working with clients in person, just doing that job alone, like I'll walk with my clients, whether they're like pulling a sled or doing something, I'm always pacing around just to get my steps in. So that's another great way to really get those in.
That's a good call. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So are there any other tips and tricks that you've learned along the way about the prep life that you have from an athlete standpoint of view before we start to kind of talk about how you got into coaching?
I guess one of the biggest tricks that I learned is to do the things that you really don't want to do those first.
Okay.
First and foremost, for me, eating in the morning, like after waking up and everything, doing my weight, eating in the morning has always been really difficult for me. And so it just kind of, I have to mentally prepare myself to get ready to do that. I might wait even like an hour after I wake up before I start eating. But just little things like that, really pushing yourself to your limits and past your limits a little bit will help you to be successful in this sport.
You know, it's funny that you say that, doing like your least favorite things first and then your favorites last. My daughter kind of giggles at me at the dinner table because she's like, you save your tablespoon of peanut butter for last, like your dessert, mom, don't you? And I like eat whatever is my least favorite in order, and then I save my favorite for last. So I do that with food.
That's so funny. I do that same thing.
Yeah, and then another trick too, you got me thinking about this, is that I don't like anymore. I actually don't like cardio that much either. I used to be a total cardio bunny, but now I'm kind of like not so much liking it. So my trick is to get it done, because I'm the opposite of you 100% when it comes to food. So like I'm starving when I wake up and I want to eat right away. And so I know that if I do my cardio fasted before my breakfast, that it will get done, because I'm so anxious to like eat my first meal. So, so yeah, I try to get it done before I do anything the rest, you know, the whole day, just so that I get it out of the way. But too funny how we all can be different, but still reach the similar goals. Okay. So let's talk about what transitioned you into coaching. So you had started, personal training, and then you have almost been a coach for almost a year now, because you started last November in the mentoring program with Glam Girl. So tell us about what sparked your interest with that.
Well, I remember when I was little, I would wrap my parents up in toilet paper because I would play doctor all the time and nurse, whatever, with them. I've always had a niche for helping and nurturing other people. Like I've been in nursing school maybe like three times now, but Oh, traditional
really?
schooling is, yeah, it's just traditional schooling is, it's just hard for me to focus.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for me. And so I really wanted to get more into fitness and exercise so that I could help other people. Just because at the beginning of my journey, I remember how I felt about myself, and it wasn't the best. And I know that there's tons of other people out there in the world that felt just like how I felt it at the beginning of my journey. And so being able to have the tools to help them feel how I feel about myself now, which is amazing. I'm all about paying it forward and helping other people to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, and you definitely have walked the walk. So if you were doing the math earlier, you realized that when she started this journey, she was 150. What was it? 150?
152, 154 range.
Yeah, so she's lost 40 pounds, and you know what that feels like, and you know how hard that can be to kind of change a lifestyle completely. So what were, just really quick, I mean, when you come across somebody in the gym or when you have a client online, and they're not as familiar with exercising and things like that, what are some things that you do to help them get through that tough time?
Well, I baby step it with them, especially people that are new and just getting into it. Never want to scare them off by, all right, let's go do some burpees and go to the extreme right away. I really start them subtle, especially when it comes to nutrition, because training for a bikini competition versus just lifestyle are two completely different worlds. So I never want to culture shock someone all the way. So I'll kind of get an idea of the foods that they do enjoy and try to implement those into the way that they should be eating a little bit better to help them achieve their goals. So it's just baby stepping them into it and changing one thing at a time, changing different habits at a time.
Yeah, and so how would you say once somebody is committed to actually doing a bikini competition? So, in just to give the audience an idea here, so in precision nutrition, you have your level one client, a level two client, and then a level three is a bikini competition competitor. So it's a very specific goal. They have the fundamentals of nutrition. They know how to put, you know, their nutrition around their workouts, and so that higher tier. How do you get somebody ready for their first bikini competition? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of learning lessons too there with nutrition that are different than your, you know, average weight loss client.
Yeah, absolutely. There are one thing that I really do, because I do have a couple of clients in the gym that have talked to me, and I believe they're pretty serious that they want to do a bikini competition. So the first thing is having that conversation with them and making sure that they understand that the way that they're about to start training and the way that they're about to start eating is going to be completely different than what they're doing now. It's going to have to be more so because we're on a time sensitive date now. So everything's going to have to be to the T with it in order to be ready and bring your best package on stage. And so having that first initial conversation is very important so that everybody's on the same page with what is about to happen. And then really making sure that they understand their macro budget down to a T, as well as that they need to be in the gym at least 6 days out of the week. And really hitting those goals to place on stage.
And so you would say that's like the 6 days a week is recommended, but then in some situations, is there a time where you implement like 5 days a week, 4 days a week? And if so, what are those circumstances?
Yeah, so if they're a ways out from a show, let's say 30 to 20 weeks out from a show. Then yeah, because I do have some ladies now online where they're only able to train like 4 days out of the week, and you just have to work with what you have. Honestly, with that, you just have to work with what you have and try to see later on down the road if they are able to add in extra days. Which once they get closer to a show date, it usually can happen where they can add in extra days.
Yeah. So in terms of your training style, when you program a bikini client with their weight training, how does that look different than a lifestyle client?
Bikini and lifestyle are different with programming when it comes to the details. So we call it accessory training. So really focusing on, so for bikini, we want to focus on growing out the lats a little bit more to get that nice V taper and helping the waist appear smaller, as well as we also waist train. Whereas a lifestyle client won't necessarily need to do that. Like if they're just doing weight loss, then it'll be more movements to get their whole entire body moving. Whereas bikini, it's for a specific, it's a physique sport. So you're trying to bring out different parts of the body more so.
Sure. So what are some of your favorite exercises to program to grow the delts? So getting those round shoulders for bikini, and then what are some of your favorite exercises for developing the glutes?
So for adults, one of my favorite exercises is seated. Well, it's not seated. You're kind of kneeling on a bench and it's a single arm lateral raise. That is one of my favorites. That gets my medial delt just like lit on fire right there. And I also really enjoy Cuban presses. I used to hate them until I actually learned how to do them the right way. And I love doing those for my shoulders too, just doing like a nice burnout set on those. And for glutes, one of my favorite, it's gonna be a frog pump. You get to lay on the ground and you just have a band on there and you can really feel your glutes activating. Those are one of my favorites. And you
Yeah.
can do those almost anywhere. You don't have to just be at the gym to do those.
Right. So, in terms of a wellness competitor, so can you tell us what specifics they some specific exercises that you implement that are important for their kind of their lower half looking more dominant versus a
Oh
bikini?
yeah, any quads. Okay, so general rule for bikini, we don't necessarily do leg presses or hack squats or full depth lunges, but wellness, that's a different game. We're definitely doing all of that, and I miss the leg press machine so much. I love it. I
Yes.
used to.
So can you explain that you are training to, so after your, I don't think we really touched on that. We both know the story, but can you talk about your what made you decide to start moving toward the wellness category?
Oh, yeah. So, my last show in Vegas, my judge feedback was that I needed more conditioning, and it was in my legs that my legs needed to be more conditioned. So, me and Amy really had to work really hard to bring down my quads because I'm naturally, my quads are just there, like in your face. Hey, they're just there. So, that kind of bummed me out because when I started atrophying my quads, I was like, hey, I didn't realize this was a part of my body that I really liked and I want them back. So that's one kind of what made me switch over to wellness once it was available in the US. And I'm just enjoying training so much more, just really growing my quad. That's what my main focus is, without neglecting the everything else. But I mean, that's just for me, that's just my sweet spot. I didn't know how much I loved my quads
Yeah.
until Amy took them away, and then
Yeah, I mean, she was not happy about it, but that was the main piece that we really had to address for you to move from basically last call outs to first place and being in the overall pose down for bikini in a couple of months. That's really all it took. Those couple of pounds just a little bit tighter and then a little bit more atrophy in the quads. So, in terms of your online coaching, what about your coaching makes you stand out from other online coaches? So can you tell us a little bit about what makes you unique as an online trainer?
yeah, I think the thing that makes me unique about being an online trainer is the fact that I do not come from a fitness background at all. And so I literally had to start at ground zero. I've never played any sports. I had no concept of how the human body really works. Everything is connected to each other, everything is connected. And just grasping that concept from ground zero is, I feel, what makes me unique in that aspect and being able to be relatable to other people. Like I know we have a few new girls on our team right now, and they don't have much of a fitness background at all. And so I'm really happy that I can that I get to that I'm their first introduction to fitness. Is that it's like I'm their Amy. Amy's so important to me. I'm their Amy's.
Aw, thank you. So what's your absolute favorite part about coaching?
I think my favorite part is just hearing and seeing the excitement on my client's face when they see when they start seeing results for themselves, whether they start seeing them or feeling them with an energy increase or just better sleeping. That is what excites me the most. When they're excited, I get really excited.
Yeah, and you've had some very different types of clients. So I just wanted to share with the audience that Drea actually prepped her last bikini client was 100% vegan. And she got ready for stage on almost 2,000 calories, right? And so what I'm going to brag on you a little bit about your coaching is just I feel like you do a good job of identifying what each body type needs in terms of the ratios for nutrition. So you understand that even though you're a high fat, low carb, I mean, that's where your body responds the best, that that's not necessarily what your other clients need. So, you have higher carb clients with lower fat, and you address that and to make it work within their life too. I've been very impressed with how if a client needs macro counting strictly, you've been able to accommodate for that. And then, you also do like a hybrid of, if they need a little bit more structure, some sort of like we're not dietitians, so we're not putting together meal plans, but just food suggestions so they are educated on how to properly eat. Do you have anything to add on that or anything that I haven't asked you a question about, in terms of
That was so sweet.
of like living the prep life or your coaching in general? Is there anything I
Not
didn't
so
ask?
much. I mean, it's just a great experience, honestly. And aside from just cosmetically and everything, just knowing that you're enhancing your quality of life, because that's always the goal. Before I even decided that I was going to do a bikini competition, Amy would always she would ask me, well, what do you want to how do you want to be around weight wise, like what are your goals? And I'd always just respond, I just want to be healthy. And that's always the number one thing. That's what makes Glam Girl so unique also. It's not just getting you ready for a competition, but also making sure that we're doing it in a healthy manner. And that's very important because I see there's a lot of other online coachings and stuff where they'll just put you on a crash diet just to get you ready for stage, whereas we really take the health, your overall health, very seriously, and that's always going to be the number one priority.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really good. So, to close out, can you share with us just your favorite part of living the prep life? Like, what's something that you really value as part of this prep life experience?
Having structure. Before when I started, before I started, I had no structure in my life at all. And starting out doing all of this, it's expanded into other areas of my life where I feel like I have control. I found that I work really well on a schedule, and just having that structure and discipline, it's touched every single different, it's touched every area of my life. And really has me thinking about my future and everything like that. Like I'm considering going back to school for dietetics. And so it's touched everywhere in my life. It's helped me help my cup feel full.
Yeah, that's something about competing that I think is like the people that haven't experienced it, they don't realize how organized you have to be with your time management and everything. And you almost push yourself to new limits on what you're capable of doing and balancing. And, sometimes like the tipping scale is, focused on one area of your life a little bit more heavy. Like, for example, competition prep, if you're getting ready for a show. But it's just interesting to see how you know, it develops you into this super organized person because you have to be so effective in all these Absolutely. Activities to be able to be successful in it. So I totally agree with that. That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate you so much being on today. It really means a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Can you share with our listeners how they can maybe reach out to you? You can definitely, if you go to Instagram at Glam Girl Bikini, you can click on the application link and you can request Drea as a coach, or you can just go right to our website, glamgirlbikini.com, hit the Get Started button, and then you can, on the drop-down menu, request her as a coach. But where can they also find you if they wanted to reach out to you, ask you a question, or DM you?
Yeah, so you can find me, like Amy said, on the Glam Girl Instagram page. I also have my own Instagram. It's drea.lightning.luna. I'm always on Instagram, so shoot me a DM.
Yeah, and I'll be sure to put that in the show notes. So this is Amy Enger, your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, signing off with Drea here.
Drea.
Just really quick, one thing. I know I'm like the ultimate awkward outro person, but I did want to mention that you can find us also on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast. So please go ahead and give us a follow. If there are any future topics that you would like to hear on our channel, we would love to hear those suggestions. And then, as always, we so appreciate it if you found value in this podcast. Please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes or a rating. We so appreciate the feedback and so grateful for our listeners. So thanks for listening, guys.